Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands, we pray, may your kingdom shine upon the earth through a living, glorious church. Oh, not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power. May your mighty rushing wind blow away. Oh, touch your people once again. Oh, touch your people once again. Touch your people once again. Through a living, glorious church, oh, not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power. May your mighty rushing wind blow away. Oh, touch your people once again. Touch your people once again. Through a living, glorious church, oh, not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this morning that we are gathered again in your house.
Glory!
For many of us,
thank you, Lord.
It has been a long time. We have not met face to face, but you have kept and protected us.
Amen.
And now we are able to see each other again on this side of eternity, O Lord. We believe, Heavenly Father, that you have kept our souls also the same you have kept our bodies, our physical life, and that we have prospered spiritually, O Lord, that our gathering will just help us move more forward in the spiritual realms. Take now control of the service this morning. Be with us as we open your word. Speak to our souls as we partake of your word, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's open our Bibles. God bless you, Brother Emil. 1 John chapter 5, verse 5 to 7. First John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. If we walk in the light, and he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. That's not God bless you. Is that you? I can see you. Ah, okay, it's you. God bless you richly. Welcome back. As we have read, we are going to just look today at the conditions of our spiritual growth, because we want to grow spiritually to reach full maturity. We want to grow spiritually to become what God wants us to become. And we are just see some of these things one after another that will help us grow spiritually and achieve our final stage as God wants to see us. Today we are going to speak about staying in the presence of the sunshine, walking in the light. Because as we read, if we walk in the light, we have fellowship not only with him, because I think in the previous verse, verse 5, he says, in him there is no darkness. And if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We can't walk with him and still in light, in darkness, because he is the light. And if we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Our fellowship as brethren, as children of God, is a fellowship of light. It's not a fellowship of darkness. Amen. It's with open face. You know, we are dealing with each other in the light. We want to be open to each other. Yes, because it's only when we walk in the light that we can see each other correctly. Amen. And we can help each other correctly. Amen. Because if we sit in a room full of darkness, we'll know that Brother George's voice, that Brother Greg's voice. But I wouldn't know whether Brother George is topless or is wearing a dress or a tracksuit or whatever. But if it's in the light,
yes, sir.
I can see, my brother, why are you not wearing a shirt? Go and put on a shirt. Amen. Because we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
Amen.
We can help one another when we walk in the light. Because he is the light.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why we need to stay in that sunshine, in the presence of him who is the light. There is no light outside of him. You are in him, I am in him, we come together and we manifest the light. But it's so sad to say this, but sometimes people are so used in darkness that they start seeing each other in darkness. I don't know if you have experienced that. If we switch off the light here, the first reaction will be, oh no, we don't see each other. Where are you, brother? Where are you, Sister Angel? Where are you? But after 1 hour, he'll say, oh, no, that's Sister Angel. Amen. That's Brother Maxwell. Oh, Brother Maxwell, you have put on weight in the darkness. Amen.
Amen.
So you are so used to living in the darkness that you start fellowshipping in the darkness and you see it normal.
Amen.
But we are children of light.
Amen.
And let's walk under the light.
Amen.
And that sunlight is there to help us. Listen to what the prophet says. We shut. This is a super sign. No, this is a different sermon. The Comforter. But then, if we'll just live close to him, he will provide something else for us. He is a good father. He is the fountain of goodness, the great resource of all goodness and fatherhood belongs in our God. He's good to his believing children. Amen. One thing that he provides for us is sunshine. Amen. You know, you couldn't live without sunshine. You couldn't live but a little while because there would be nothing growing without sunshine. If we want to grow, we need sunshine. We need to stay close to him. We need to live in the light. And sunshine is such a great thing and so needful, yet we just look and say, oh, it's the sun, and go. Sometimes we get so used to the sun. It's like us, people who come from countries where it's very, very hot. You have sunshine 12 months in a year. We have sunshine 365 days in a year. So that people, we are so used to the sunshine, when you just open your eyes in the morning, 5 o'clock, and you look there, there's sun, you say, oh, sun again today. You are so used to the sun that it becomes, you know, an embarrassment to you. When you go out there, when I see people here, when it's 17 degrees, you see people with in their shorts and the women with any kind of dress. Oh, it's sun. But when it's 35 degrees, there people say, ah, sun again today. When will the cold come? So it becomes something, so you get so used to sunshine that it becomes something you take it for granted. The prophet said, and sunshine is such a great thing, but sometimes we just look and say, oh, it's the sun, and we go. So we look over it, but that sunshine is important to our life. It helps us. And it just gives us strength. And then there is a spiritual S-O-N shine. He just called it sunshine. S-O-N shine that we can't live without it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There is no way we can live. Amen. There's no way we can grow without sunshine. Amen. And what is that sunshine? We know all that he is the sunshine. We sing it. Even in our songs here, in our hymn, oh, how I love him. Oh, how I adore him. Amen. My breath, my sunshine.
Amen.
My all in all. Amen. The great creator became my savior.
Amen.
He is our sunshine.
Amen.
The prophet says, that's why I know the Holy Spirit is my compass. That guides me. He is the one that makes me know the word is true. He is my absolute. He is my sunshine.
Amen.
That's the sunshine we need to walk under.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen. But sometimes you'll go and hide yourself away from the sunshine. Sometimes we want to grow, we want to develop, we want to succeed in our spiritual life. But you're just staying away from the sun.
Amen.
Remember, there is no growth. There's no growth outside of the sun. So he said, but now, take for instance, what if a man that knows about sunshine and is shining and then he refuses to acknowledge that sunshine?
Bye-bye.
He said, I just don't believe it. And he goes down into his basement and shuts the door and just refuses to know the sun is shining. The prophet says, and if a man just will shut himself from God's spiritual sunshine, there is something wrong with this spiritual condition. For when a man refuses to walk in the leading of the good God, like our God, who is our comfort, our strength, and to live in his sunshine, God's sunshine is spiritual growth. It's spiritual strength to live in his sunshine, the shining of his glory.
Hallelujah.
Why? It's the greatest privilege that we have to live under the sunlight of the gods of glory. Look at the good and healthy Christians.
Amen.
If you stay in the sunshine, you are a good and a healthy Christian.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we need to fellowship. That's why we need to assemble. That's why the Bible recommends us not to forsake our assembling.
Amen.
That's why we have to come to church.
Amen.
That's why you have to visit each other.
Amen.
That's why even if you can't, but just fellowship with a brother through phone, through Zoom,
oh,
to something. Fellowship, oh, do something.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
We are happy that we are back to church now, you know.
Amen.
Because when it was the lockdown time, everyone could just say, no, I was in church, I was on Zoom. You know, I joined the meeting on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see you. No, you saw that iPhone 6 something, that was me.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
You ask another brother, I didn't see you. No, that iPhone 6, that was me. So 10 people, there was just only one iPhone 6. So you just wonder, who is iPhone 6 actually?
Mm-hmm.
Put at least your name so that we know that it is you. Amen. You can shut the camera, but at least your name, we know that brother so-and-so was there. But now we are here. We are back. We need to meet. We need to fellowship with each other. If you want to grow spiritually, if you want to progress, you need to come. Listen to what the prophet says. A true Christian go to church.
Amen.
A true Christian likes fellowship.
Amen.
He's saying this. And he's talking about a sister. And she was not a Christian. Listen carefully. And she was not a Christian. Not a full gospel believer. I might say that she had made a profession. And when she was a little baby, and her mother took her to church, and 12 years old or something, she had been baptized, but never attended church. That's the reason I said she was not a Christian.
Amen.
You get it?
Amen.
The prophet said, because she was not attending church, that's why I say she was not a Christian.
Amen.
The church doesn't make you a Christian.
Nope.
The church only helps you to be a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. Helps you to remain what you have been born into. Helps you to contain your experience while you are fellowshipping together with brethren of the like precious faith.
Amen.
Amen. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian, but a Christian go to church.
Amen.
Amen. So if you are a Christian, you will go to church.
Amen.
Because it helps you contain your experience.
Amen.
It helps you consolidate your position. It helps you, you know, further your experience.
Amen.
That's what coming to church makes you. You want to grow. You are complaining that I'm not growing spiritually. I'm losing battle after battle. I can't overcome this and this and that. But you are not fellowshipping. You are not staying in the sunshine.
Amen.
Because coming to church, when we come to church, it helps us. We see you, as I was saying here. Our sister so-and-so came. Her dress was not good enough. Privately, a sister will approach you and tells you, sister, you see the dress you were wearing the other day, it was not. You get correction from your fellow brother or your fellow sister.
Amen.
Even if it doesn't come from the pulpit, but you are walking in the light, and the people of the light can see you, and through the reflection of light,
Amen.
They can correct you.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what going to church makes you. It consolidates your experience.
Amen.
Amen. The preacher will be there while you are there. He can notice that something is wrong with this brother. After that, he can approach you. Brother, what's wrong with you?
Yes.
And then you'll see you needed just that question to open up.
Amen.
But if you didn't show up, if you, for 10 months, we don't see you, you know, say God is in the heart. My brother, my God is in my heart, you know.
Amen.
God doesn't dwell in, you know, houses built by hands, you know, human hand. Yes, that's good. But that same God said, you need to go to church. Amen. So, don't take shortcuts.
Amen.
Amen. Shortcuts are good, but sometimes they are not good at all. Especially spiritually, there's no shortcuts.
Amen.
You have to go the long way.
Amen.
And God wants to help you through that. He says, so is it. I've watched many times the wolf after the deer. This is so sad, you know. Just listen to this. I've watched the wolf after the deer. And if he can catch a little deer out to itself, to isolate it. If you have watched, you know, how those predators in the jungle, their tactics to attack a prey, their tactic to attack a herd, they won't come and, you know, try to attack everyone at the same. They won't catch anything. They will try to isolate one. Even the cheetahs, even the lions, even the whatever they are, they'll see and they'll focus on one in the herd. They'll just go after that one and cut him or her from the rest of the flock and focus on it, and they will hit it. That's the devil's tactic. And if he can catch a little deer out to itself, that's the one they work on. There's a lesson. If he can catch a deer away from the herd, that's what the devil wants to do. So to you young ladies, he wants you to go out with a boy that's not a Christian. To you young man, he wants you to go out with some little painted Jezebel that's not a Christian. Do you listen?
Amen.
Young men.
Amen.
Yeah, I can see them. Some of them are smiling.
Amen.
But I can't see the smile because of the masks. Amen. To you young men, he wants you to go out with some little painted Jezebel. That's not a Christian. That's where he wants to break you up. That's where he wants. And this little deer will get out to itself, away from the herd. That's the one the wolf works on. And to you old man or woman, not only young ones, to you old man and woman, when you separate yourself from believers, amen, people say, I can stay at home, be just as good as a Christian as I can at church. He says, you can't.
Amen.
You can't stay and be a believer as you should be. He says, you can't. It may work for one day. It may work for 2 days. It may work for a while. But remember that, you know, that impression that you have that it's working, it's just that little, you know, a charge you had accumulated from your last fellowship with the believers.
Amen.
Just that little fire that you accumulated, it helps you holding. But remember, you are getting discharged battle after battle. Anytime you see, anytime you overcome, it's a power that you have let out. That power needs to be replaced. It's like your mobile phone. Anytime you make a call, anytime you do anything, you are getting the charge down, 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 down. It needs a recharging.
Amen.
That's why we need fellowship.
Amen.
But you say, I can stay home. I don't want to go. It's fine. You are staying away from the sun. You are staying away from sunshine. You are getting discharged day after day.
Amen.
And no wonder, after a few while, you were resisting these parties where, you know, at work you'll go with the friends, with the colleagues. They'll take you to a party. They know you don't drink. They'll offer you any kind of drink. You say, I won't drink. But since your charge has been going down and down this time, no power to resist anymore.
Amen.
They'll offer you a glass of wine. You say, okay, anyway, I take this wine at communion at service, so I'll just take the same amount here. You are compromising. Next time, next week, God allowing, if it's God gives us the opportunity, we're going to talk about compromising.
Amen.
You start, the more you stay away from the sun, the more you start compromising.
Amen.
Little, you start, you know, shifting from the principles. You won't realize it. First of all, you're going to have some condemnation. But since you are a believer, you know, I prefer to deal with someone who have not believed the word. It's easy to, you know, convince them of sin.
Amen.
But a believer, they have knowledge, they have codes. Mm. And you'll find codes to justify what you are doing.
Amen.
Amen. Well, when you are anchored in sin now, you start loving sin.
Mm.
You'll go in the message and start now the reading.
Mm.
You see there. Jesus made wine, no? You know, to those people, even Jesus himself, drunk after making. Do you really believe that Jesus being in the party, you know, transforming water into wine, himself, he didn't drink even a drop?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, you start finding a way to justify your backsliding.
Amen.
Why? Because you stayed too much away from the light.
Amen.
You stayed too long away, separated from the flock. The prophet says, he says, take the man or the woman that would put himself down into some cellar and would not see the sunshine, the natural sunshine that God has provided for him, but refuses to believe it. And because of selfishness, he shuts himself off. That man or woman will soon become anemia.
Amen.
That is a strong word. You'll start losing blood. Your blood level will start going, you know, diminishing down and down. You become anemic. You lose blood. And you know what anemia can cause in a life. That man will become anemic or anemia. He will become, she will become pale. And spiritually, we see someone has become pale spiritually. You start, you know, time to pray. They kneel down. One, two, three words, they are gone. Sleep. Anemic. You become pale spiritually. Why? Staying away from the sunshine. He will become pale. He won't have good strength. Let's go for, you know, an all-night prayer. Where in the Bible do you see they say you have to pray all night? God, listen, even before we start praying, God knows already. We don't need to pray long. Anemic. You know, you are just anemic. You are just trying to cover it. But you can't resist prayer. You have been so far away from God. And he says, because he won't have health, and he will soon, the prophet doesn't finish the sentence, but you know what he wanted to say. You become anemic, you become pale, you lose strength. You will soon yourself put whatever you want there. Because that he has shut himself off from the very privilege that God gave him. That's why he did it willfully. Then if we shut ourselves off from the glory of God, from the baptism of the Holy Ghost, from the fellowship of the Spirit, the first thing you know, we became pale. We became sickly Christians. Our experience is growing out dim. And when the great trials come, we shrink and
go back. Amen. God richly bless you. Let's meditate upon these words. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for granting us this great privilege of sharing this thing with your people. Help us to walk in the light because you are the light. And the more we walk in the light, we will accept correction from our brethren. The more we walk in the light, you help us to see our mistakes and fix them. Help us, O Lord. Be with us now as we commit the rest of the service into your hands, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.